it's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Once again, another night of Legion Baseball here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Appreciate all the listeners out there dialed up on the airwaves or online at mscsports.net. We appreciate it very much as we continue on throughout the summer in our Legion Baseball coverage here on KNZA. I want to thank our great sponsors, Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. I also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information there. Once again, we're from Sabetha here this evening as they welcome in Marysville for a double dip of Legion Baseball. We'll carry the first game for you here tonight, getting set to get underway momentarily. Mid-80s, another warm one here this evening as we get set for first pitch here in just a couple of minutes. Let's dive through the lineup cards here, and we will start with the road team. That is Marysville. They'll lead off with Ben Kirkland. He's at shortstop. Tragen Graff is the extra hitter batting second. Dominic Fisher is at second base and playing, or batting third and at second base. Nate Fisher, the catcher, batting cleanup. Connor Halbert is at first, batting fifth. Thomas Behrens, the center fielder, he is batting sixth. Chris Bartles at third base, batting seventh. Peyton LeDuc in right field, he's batting eighth. Tristan Schaefer in left field, he is in the ninth spot. And Gavin Elder is the pitcher tonight for Marysville. He is the last spot in the order, batting tenth. And for Sabetha, leading off, Josh Herman, the extra hitter this evening. Marcus Baumann batting second and pitching. Tristan Whitwer at third, batting third. Christian McAfee at first, batting fourth. Darren Funk is in the five spot, playing right field. Will Ulrich in center, batting sixth. Jonathan Renier in left, he is batting seventh. Noah Kroll, number eight hitter and catching. Chase Fry at shortstop, batting ninth. And Harper Schmelzer, the second baseman, at number 10. We got first pitch just moments away. We'll step aside. Back to that first pitch in a moment here on KNZA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
The national anthem is complete, and we're set for Legion Baseball again, mid-80s. It's a warm one here this evening as we grind away for first pitch here in just a couple of moments. As Sabetha hosts Marysville this evening. Sabetha, of course, last week, or I should say last time out, a doubleheader against Corning. Lost both games 10-1 and 2-1. Sabetha had started the year 3-0. They have lost three straight, so they're sitting at 3-3. They split the two games last summer with Marysville, losing 5-4 in game one, coming back with a 9-3 victory in game number two. So we'll see how this one plays out here tonight. Sabetha entering three wins and three losses. They've still got a lot of Legion baseball to go here throughout the summer. Again, for Marysville, the road team, they'll lead things off. It'll be Kirkland, Graff, and Fisher. And if one of those three are able to get on, then Nate Fisher will step in. Dominic Fisher and Nate Fisher going back-to-back in the 3 and 4 spots. Sabetha has taken the field, the all-white uniforms for the Raptors, as Marcus Bauman is pitching tonight for Sabetha. He's got Kroll behind him at catcher, or behind the dish at catcher. He's got McAfee at first, Schmelzley at second, Fry at short, Whitwer is at third, and then outfield from left to right, it's Renier, Ulrich, and Funk. So again, appreciate all the listeners out there. Again, appreciate, of course, our great sponsors as well. I want to thank Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. And then Ryan Meininger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Can appreciate everyone out there. Brandon Tadman with you here tonight. Colin Feldkamp, Logan Carpenter in studio, helping us stay locked in and on the air for this Legion Baseball here this evening. So, again, appreciate it very much. It's been Kirkland, the shortstop for Marysville, to lead things off. He will bat from the right side. And we are getting set for first pitch as he will face Marcus Bauman. So here we go. It has been Kirkland in the box, open on his stance from the right side. First lined up by Bauman, and the pitch is a little bit low and outside for ball one. Not really a cloud in the sky. It's a warm early evening night here in Sabetha. Here's Bauman again. Winds and fires, and that one's hit hard, shortstop side, and it's off the foot of Fry and kicks into shallow left center field. A long turn at first for Kirkland as he will be on to start the ball game. So the leadoff man on here for Marysville. It was a hard ground ball, but they give it as an error to the shortstop. And that brings up Tragen Graf, the extra hitter tonight, takes one low and outside for ball one. So Kirkland at first to get going here for Marysville to start the ball game. Graf stands in there with a 1-0 count. Pretty straight up with his stance from the right side. Bauman quickly out of the stretch, fires. Kirkland's on the move, and this one's hit towards right field. And letting it drop in is Funk. And it looked like a hit and run was on, and everyone's going to be safe. So first and third with nobody out here in the top of the first. Marysville looking to strike first as Graf is on with a single. So here's Dominic Fisher, the second baseman. RBI chance here in the top of the first. Kirkland at third. Graf is at first base. Bauman in some trouble here early on in the ball game. He'll step off the rubber and get Graf back to first without a throw. Now Bauman keeping a close eye on Graf, who looks like he wants to take off, and he does. First pitch in there for a strike. They're going to cut off the throw, and it's going to get into center field, and that's going to allow everybody to advance. And the first run is in for Marysville. So a tough start here for Sabetha as Kirkland is in. It's a 1-0 Marysville lead, and Graf finds himself all the way to third base after the throwing error into center field by the catcher, Kroll. So a couple of errors already in the first inning, yet an out has yet to be recorded. 1-0 Marysville. Bauman's next pitch is low and outside. To the second baseman, Dominic Fisher, who is now sitting at a 3-0 count. Here's Bauman's pitch. And a quick throw down to third, not in time, as Graf is back. And the count right now, correction, is 3-1 after that pitch was a little bit off the plate outside. Another RBI chance here. Marysville off to a early 1-0 lead, still an out yet to be recorded. And this one is slapped towards right center field, coming on, making the catch is Funk. Here comes the tag, and here comes the throw. It's cut off, and then an extra throw is not in time. Cut off by McAfee at first. It was a good throw, but just beating it out is Graf. It's a sacrifice fly for Dominic Fisher, and it's a 2-0 lead for Marysville. So now the base is empty. One out, two across, 2-0 Marysville here in the top of the first. Here's Nate Fisher, the catcher. Bound and back to the windup. First pitch inside for ball one. So two errors here in the inning. Kirkland led things off, reached on an error. Got to third on a throwing error by the catcher, Kroll, on a steal attempt. Sacrifice fly by Dominic Fisher. A 2-0 Marysville lead. It's now a 2-0 count here on Nate Fisher. Let's see if Bauman can limit the damage here in the first. There's a good pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's two balls and one strike with Connor Halberts on deck. Nate Fisher, he bats from the left side. Fairly straight up, slight bend to the knees. Bauman steps off, and Fisher will take a step back. And he's back in the box. Like a style, rocking the number 24 on the back of the jersey. There's a check swing and kind of kicks away from the catcher, Kroll, and it's now evened up at two balls and two strikes. Good off-speed pitch inside and could not get that check swing stopped in time. So here's the windup in the 2-2. And swung on and missed for strike three. A big strikeout, and now two outs in the inning. And up to bat now, Connor Halbert, the first baseman. So Connor Halbert with nobody on and two outs. Marysville off to a 2-0 lead. First pitch, outside corner, clipped it for strike number one. And the Raptors of Sabetha, three wins and three losses so far. They have lost three straight after winning their first three, and an off-speed pitch runs inside and clips Halbert, and he is on with two outs. That'll bring up the center fielder, Thomas Behrens. So once again, Bauman has to maneuver out of the stretch. First pitch, swung on and missed. Might have got a piece of it for strike one. Outfield fairly straight up for Sabetha defensively. Renier in left, Ulrich in center, Funk in right. Not much of a lead at first by Halbert. And Bauman takes a little step and quick glance over there to keep him honest. Behrens bats from the right side. Count is no balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. That is swung on and missed. Another good pitch there by Bauman. It's 0-2. Just the second time in the first five batters that Bauman has worked a two-strike count. Here's the pitch. And just getting a piece and fouling it away is Behrens. We'll do it again at 0-2 with Chris Bartles on deck. Marysville rocking the road red tops, gray pants with a red stripe. Sabetha in the all-white home uniforms. Trying to paint the corner just a touch outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Good eye there by Behrens. 2-0 Marysville here in the top of the first. A couple of errors by Sabetha has not helped the cause, and there's a 1-2 pitch that slaps into left field for a base hit, so the inning continues as Behrens tallies himself a two-out single, and Halbert stops at second. So Chris Bartles, the third baseman, will try to keep it moving here for Marysville. Two errors in the first two at-bats here. A sac fly, a strikeout, and then a hit-by-pitch and a single. As Bauman's first pitch to Bartles is in there for strike one. Defensively for Sabetha, Whitwer at third, Fry at short, Schmelzley at second. McAfee is at first. And there's a fastball right down the middle. Bartles thought it might have been low, but it's 0-2. So now needs to protect is Bartles with two on and two outs here in the first. And he takes a strike three call on the outside corner. He didn't like either of the last two pitches. But nonetheless, the inning is done. So Marysville strikes for two, and it's a 2-0 Marysville lead through a half an inning. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
How about some fresh sushi? Here at Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day, and many items are just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people. Berwick Oil Company. Proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Kirkwood & Company Restaurants and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Also, Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? So a half an inning in the books. Marysville in the top of the first. Two runs, two hits. There were two errors by the Sabetha defense, and they left two on base. So twos across the board as we now head to the bottom of the first inning with Sabetha, Josh Herman, Marcus Bauman, and Tristan Whitward due up for the Raptors, and then McAfee if one of those three are able to get on. So Herman, the extra hitter, leading things off here for Sabetha. And taking on the Marysville pitcher, that is Gavin Elder. So here we go, Josh Herman, the righty, facing Elder, who is a righty, and the first pitch is a curveball upstairs for ball one. Against Sabetha, after a 3-0 start, they have dropped three straight. They were swept by Corning last time out. 10-1, 2-1 were those finals. Next pitch missing a little bit low and inside, and it's 2-0 here to Herman. Here is the 2-0, another off-speed. That one finds the corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Nate Fisher, the catcher, Bartles at third, Kirkland at short. We have Dominic Fisher at second and Halbert at first as the count now runs to three balls and one strike. So Herman has the advantage here with Elder on the bump. Here's the windup in the 3-1, and it's swung on and missed. It's now full at 3-2. Outfield for Marysville, Schaefer in left, Behrens in center, and Leduc in right. Here's a 3-2. Popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Looks like the second baseman, Dominic Fisher, has it, and he makes the catch for out number one. There's Marcus Bauman, the pitcher. Did not get much help from his defense in the first. Couple of errors by Fry and Kroll, helping those two runs come across. Marysville a 2-0 lead. First pitch upstairs by Elder for ball one. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first. In a warm evening for Legion Baseball. There's another swing and miss. And the count is now one ball and one strike. Elder works fairly quickly, likes the first sign off speed, and this one's hit towards center field. Behrens strides to his left to make the catch, and two up and two down. So here's Whitwer trying to get something going for the Raptors. After Herman popped out to second and Bauman just flying out to center field for the first two outs of the inning. Whitwer is a right-handed hitter, a little bit open on its stance. Here's Elder's pitch, fouled away and out of play. and the count is 0-1. A little bit of a breeze blowing towards the right field corner, about 15 to 20 at times. This one is hit towards right field. Right fielder LeDuc coming on, and it's just over the wall and out of play. So the count is now 0-2. So Elder trying to maneuver quickly here through the bottom of the first. Marysville with a 2-0 lead. No balls and two strikes. Shakes the sign, yes. Elder kicks and fires. Ground ball left side. This is Kirkland off the hip. Does he have enough time? He will not. The throw gets away, and that's going to be an error by the shortstop Kirkland to allow Sabetha to continue the inning. And it's going to be Christian McAfee. Fairly hard hit, but certainly Kirkland with an opportunity, but unable to make the play. And now here's McAfee. We were here last week when they split with Donovan County. McAfee was our McDonald's player of the game for his performance in their game one win. 5 shutout innings. He also had an RBI triple in that game. First one missing, 1-0 the count, with Whitworth at first and 2 down. Next pitch a little bit outside, now 2 balls and no strikes. So Sabetha looking for a little 2-out rally. Down 2-0 here in the bottom of the first, a man on and 2 outs. Quick throw back to first, and Whitworth is back in time. So the first time Elders had to work out of the stretch. Next pitch is outside and a steal attempt and the ball sails into center field. And Whitworth will hang on at second base, so he's in scoring position now with 2 outs. And the count now 3-0 here on McAfee. So certainly the advantage for McAfee. And he's watching all the way, and it's in there for strike one. So now the count 3-1. Herman led things off. He popped out to second. Bauman followed with a fly out to center. Whitworth reached on an error, and now he's at second. And a swing and a miss. And the count now on McAfee runs full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. A base hit could get Sabetha on the board here in the first. And it's a ground ball left side. Kirkland plays this one nicely, takes his time, throw on time for the outs, and the 2-out base runner does no harm. So we've played one inning. Marysville a 2-0 lead. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
To the second inning we go. It's a 2-0 Marysville lead here in Sabetha tonight. Legion Baseball again brought to you by Citizens State Bank and a Trust in Hiawatha. Also, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Brandon Tabman with you. Colin Fellkamp, Logan Carpenter in the studio as well, helping out with the broadcast this evening. And Bauman's first pitch to Peyton LeDuc is low for ball one. LeDuc, Schaefer, and Elder. Last three in the order for Marysville. Bauman with the windup in the 1-0. It skips in the dirt, and it's now 2-0. Marysville got two runs on a couple of hits in the first. A couple of errors by the Sabetha defense didn't help out the cause for Marcus Bauman on the bump. Here's the 2-0 upstairs, now 3-0. So we'll see how LeDuc wants to handle a 3-0 count. Here from Marcus Bauman. Bauman kicks, fires, watching all the way in there for a strike. It's 3-1. How many shady spots here today? Just kind of along the third base line behind the netting, and here's one that's ripped down the right field line, but tailing foul and into the batting cage down the right field line. And it goes from 3-0 now to 3-2. Well struck there by LeDuc, just a little bit behind it. And out of play. So here's the 3-2. This one's hit towards right center field. Maneuvering on it is Funk, a few steps back to make the catch. And a good bounce back after falling behind 3-0. Bauman gets LeDuc to fly out to right field for the first out. So here's Tristan Schaefer, the left fielder. Right-handed hitter. 1 out, nobody on. First pitch by Bauman, a little bit upstairs for ball one. Plays up in the box, pretty straight up with his stance. Little wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. And he watches the first strike in there. It's one ball and one strike. Bauman shakes off a sign. Now likes the second call. Off speed, and it tails outside. And the count, two balls and one strike. Nice stop there by the catcher, Kroll. So two balls and one strike, 2-0 Marysville here in the top of the second. There's a swing and a miss, and the count runs even at two balls and two strikes. Bauman looking to put a zero up on the board for Marysville after two came across to score in the first, and there's a strike three called the outside corner. Third strikeout for Marcus Bauman, and now two outs in the inning. The final man of the Marysville order, it's Gavin Elder, the pitcher. Rocking jersey number 15. He'll bat from the right side as Bauman tries to go 1-2-3 here in the second. And first pitch swinging, fouls it straight back into the netting for strike one. Elder's able to do something. It'll kick up to the top of the lineup with Kirkland on deck. Here's Bauman's pitch. Skips in the dirt. Now one ball and one strike. So again, Marysville in the top of the first. They got two runs, two hits. They left two. Sabetha's defense accompanied with two errors. Here's a fly ball right field. Funk is moving on it towards the foul line, and it's just over the fence and out of play. Nice effort by Funk. It's now 1-2. So Bauman trying to go 1-2-3 here in the top of the second. He's got a 1-2 count here on Elder. Here's the pitch off speed, just missing outside. And now two balls and two strikes. Nearly painting the corner. Kroll tried to paint it for him, just the umpire said no. So now 2-2. Here's the pitch. About the same spot this time with the fastball and the same call. It's now three balls and two strikes. 2-0 Marysville, top of the second, 3-2 count. And it swung on and missed. Make it four strikeouts for Marcus Bauman. And we've played 1.5. We head to the bottom of the second with Marysville leading 2-0.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Brandon Tabman with you from Sabetha. Logan Carpenter, Colin Felkamp, both in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. 2-0 Marysville as we hit the bottom of the second inning. Bauman with a nice bounce back inning for Sabetha, shutting Marysville down 1-2-3. In the frame, and they'll send up Darren Funk, Will Ulrich, and Jonathan Renier in the bottom half of inning number two. Funk, the right fielder, bats from the left side, leading things off here in the second against Elder. And here's the first pitch to Funk. It's popped up infield, maybe just barely into the grass in left center. Moving on it is the shortstop Kirkland to make the catch. And one pitch and one out. Now the center fielder, Will Ulrich, also batting from the left side. A touch open on his stance. First pitch, a little bit high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Two runs, two hits, an error for Marysville. No runs, no hits, a couple of errors for Sabetha here early on. Our next pitch missing up a little bit as well. It's now 2-0 here to Ulrich. That one is in there, watching all the way. Now two balls and one strike. So noticing here with Elder, it is about all off speed. As the next one missing outside, it's three balls and one strike. It's kind of a different approach when you face a pitcher like this, as the next one finds the strike zone and the count runs full at 3-2. Here is the 3-2 pitch, and it's fouled away down the left field side and out of play. Ulrich stays alive. It's 3-2. So again, there's not really much of a fastball in Elder's repertoire. It's just kind of guiding it there, and that next pitch is out of play as well. Foul down the right side and out of play. And Ulrich will have a third opportunity with the count at 3-2. Elder gets the call, likes it, kicks, fires, and it misses a little bit outside, ball four. So a one-out walk issued to Ulrich, and that brings up Jonathan Renier. So Renier playing left field. That's from the right side with Ulrich at first and one out. Marysville a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. Elder out of the stretch now. First pitch is upstairs, and it gets away by the catcher Fisher. And to the backstop it goes, and Ulrich able to take second with ease on the pass ball. So Ulrich in scoring position with one out. as Renier now has a 1-0 count. Elder fires. Ground ball left side, and it's just inside the line, and it's fair. Kicks off the wall. That's going to score Ulrich easily. And Renier, a long turn at second base. It's an RBI double, and the lead is cut in half. Marysville now leading 2-1 as Sabetha scratches across their first run. So now Noah Kroll, the catcher, with the tying run at second base, with still one out in the second. So a pop out, a walk, and an RBI double for Jonathan Renier here in the Sabetha home second. First pitch inside to Noah Kroll for ball one. So that was the first hit for the Raptors in this ball game, and it produces an RBI. Next pitch a little bit low to Kroll, now 2-0. So Sabetha noticed three of the first six batters were full counts, so they are certainly being a little patient with Elder. The next pitch misses as well, and it's now big-time advantage for Kroll at 3-0. With Renier at second and one out. That pitch finds the strike zone. Now three balls and one strike with Chase Fry due up next. See how he handles 3-1. He's holding for time. The ump did not give him the call, and it floats in there for strike two, so the count runs full now at 3-2. Kroll was holding his hand up, asking for time, and the umpire did not give it to him. Here's the 3-2. Ground ball, and it's a fair ball, I believe, and the umpire says, no, it's foul. Or wait a minute, it was right down the line at third, and they do say it was a foul ball. That was very close to tying this game, but just left of the bag at third. And now the count again stays full, three balls and a two strikes. So everyone back to their positions. Renier back to second base. Kroll in the batter's box. Nearly identical to Renier's double. His was just inside the bag at third, and Kroll there just outside of it. And a strike three call on the full count pitch, and a huge strikeout for Elder, and there's now two outs. First strikeout for Elder. Here's Chase Fry, the shortstop. Base hit could tie the game here in the second, 2-1 Marysville. Renier at second after an RBI double. First pitch by Elder to Fry is in there for strike one. Second baseman Dominic Fisher kind of holding Renier at second base a little bit, but not much. Next pitch fouled straight back. It's 0-2. So now Fry needs to protect down in the count. With Renier at second and a 2-1 game so far. Marysville in front. Elder shakes off the first sign. Renier takes off for third. Here's the throw, and it's a throw that's outside into foul territory. Nice stop there by Bartles to keep it from going into left field. And it's a stolen base for Renier, and the count is 1-2 now on Fry. So now for certain a base hit would get him home. Next pitch upstairs, and it's now two balls and two strikes. Let's see if Fry can tie the game here in the bottom of the second. Renier at third, two outs. It's a 2-2 count, and he swings and misses, and it's strike three, and that ends the inning. But Sabetha is on the board, an RBI double by Jonathan Renier. 2-1 our score. We're back in a moment.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com. Kenworth.com.
Flatbed drivers, CAMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Lloyd's Truck Repair is celebrating 40 years in business and thankful for all the local support and a great team of employees, many of whom have been working at Lloyd's Truck Repair for 20 or 30 years. Proud to be the trusted choice for truck repairs on the road or in the field. Lloyd's Truck Repair, Junction 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. CAMTS Trucking of Sabetha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, and also Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Marysville 2, Sabetha 1, as we start the third inning. And for Marysville, it's the top of the order, Ben Kirkland, Tregan Graff, and Dominic Fisher. Kirkland reached on an error to open up the ball game, came around to score. On an error by the catcher, trying to gun down Tregan Graff on a steal attempt. Ball got into center field, and Kirkland was able to score the game's first run. So again, Kirkland, Graff, Fisher facing Marcus Baumann, who had a nice top of the second, going 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Here's Bauman's first pitch. Ground ball. High chopper left side. Whitwer has it nicely. And a sharp throw across the diamond in time for out number one. Nice play by Whitwer over there at third base. So here's Tregan Graff, the extra hitter, singled and scored. His first time up. Came around to score on the sacrifice fly from Dominic Fisher. First pitch by Baumann skips away outside for ball number one. Of course, after the ball game, we'll announce our McDonald's, Hiawatha, and Seneca player of the game. Next pitch by Baumann is low for ball two, now 2-0. Baumann is retired the last five Marysville batters, trying to make it six. Now 3-0. Two runs, two hits, an error so far for Marysville. One run, one hit, and a couple of errors. And on 3-0, Graff gets drilled in the back, and he will take first base. And taking his time to get there, that probably did not feel too good. Right on the lower back, being checked out as he walks down the first baseline. So Graff appears to be okay, just shaking it off and taking his time as Dominic Fisher is due up next. As Graff continues to kind of walk around first base and gather himself. And it looks like we are good to go. So Baumann will have to work out of the stretch once again. Man at first, one out. Dominic Fisher drove in the second run of the first with a sac fly to right field. Baumann a quick throw, and just getting back in time is Graff. So for Graff, two at bats, he has reached twice. A single and now hit by a pitch. He's got a good lead over there at first. I think Baumann knows that he wants to run. A long hold. Pitches inside for a ball. There is the steal and the throw. Skips away, but they wouldn't have had a shot. Graff would have been there even with a good throw. And he's at second base with one out. And the count on Dominic Fisher is 1-0. So another runner in scoring position here for Marysville. They lead it 2-1 here in the top of the third. Next pitch outside, 2-0. Baumann a long look Glancing back at second, now fires, and it's low and inside. And back-to-back batters, Bauman has gone a 3-0 count. Graff, of course, worked at 3-0 and then was belted by a pitch, and now Fisher has worked a 3-0 count as well. With Graff at second and one out. Bauman looks back at second, now fires outside, ball four. And Kroll's going to try to throw it to second, and it gets into center field. And another low throw by Kroll, the catcher. That's his second error of the game. Now we get a pause in the action as we'll have a meeting on the mound with Marcus Bauman and Noah Kroll. As Fisher walked, he's at first, and now Graff is at third after they tried to gun him down at second base after ball four, trying to catch him off guard, and the throw was low. It got into center field. And now runners at the corners with one out. And now Nate Fisher is due up next, who struck out his first time up. Quick second here to mention our great sponsors, Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials as well. And also Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? All right, back to it. The lefty Nate Fisher against the righty Bauman. A quick throw over to first, and it skips away from McAfee, and enough for the runner to score. Graff from third, and now Marysville with a 3-1 lead. So another error by Sabetha, their fourth already, and we're just not even 2.5 innings in. So 3-1 Marysville. Swing and a miss, fouled out of play here by Nate Fisher. Count is 0-1. So Graff, it was quite an interesting path for him to get home. He was hit by a pitch. He stole second, and then an error by the catcher got him to third, and another error by the pitcher got him home. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone. No balls and two strikes here on Fisher. We have Dominic Fisher at first, and still one out. Here's the 0-2. Inside, 1-2. So Sabetha's defense, kind of the early storyline in this game. Four errors, three runs across here for Marysville. They lead it 3-1. Next pitch is low, two balls and two strikes. And the lefty, Nate Fisher, against the righty Bauman. Here's the pitch. Popped up in the air, but it's going to tail into foul territory. Fans kind of scattering across the way, and it bounces up high, and we'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. Connor Halbert is due up next. Bauman has got four strikeouts in the game, but he's also hit two batters. Dominic Fisher at first, one out, the 2-2. Check swing, and not in time. They're just kept it back enough, and the count is full at three balls and two strikes. So Bauman really having to grind here in this top of the third inning after he got Kirkland to ground out on the first pitch of the frame. Now really having to battle these last few hitters, and now another pitch that's outside and ball four. So the last three batters, Bauman's faced, he hit Graff, and he walked both Dominic Fisher and now Nate Fisher, and now two on and one out. And they're going to have a courtesy runner in. Marysville will at first base. That'll be Hunter Hill. So Hill will run for Nate Fisher at first. First pitch here to Connor Halbert is in there for strike one. So a run already across for Marysville. 3-1 here in the top of the third. They got two on and still one out. Next pitch by Bauman is low, and it's one ball and one strike. Let's see if Bauman can work out of this and keep the damage limited. Certainly another opportunity, and that one is roped into left center field for a base hit. That's going to score one as Marysville takes maybe not, or it was a closer play than anticipated, but still safe at home is Dominic Fisher, and it's now a 4-1 Marysville lead. As Connor Halberts rips an RBI single, courtesy runner Hill stops at second. So a 4-1 Marysville lead, runners still at first and second, and one out. Bauman's first pitch to Thomas Behrens is in there for strike one. So after a ground out to open the inning, a hit by pitch, two walks, and then an RBI single by Connor Halberts. This one's fouled straight back into the screen. It's 0-2 here on Thomas Behrens, who singled his first time up. And Marysville still an opportunity to continue to build on this lead here early. 4-1 here in the top of the third. Two on and one out. Bauman's pitch off speed and tails outside. It's 1-2. Behrens ripped a single in the first inning on a 1-2 pitch as well, and he's sitting now with a 1-2 pitch in his second at bat. This time he watches ball two. It's a little bit outside. Two balls and two strikes. Courtesy runner Hunter Hill at second base, Halbert at first after an RBI single. Still just one out in the frame. And here's one that shot down the right field line, but foul. And it stays two balls and two strikes. Bauman has had to work out of the stretch the majority of this inning. Off speed once again is outside, and the count is full at 3-2. With Chris Bartles due up next. Bauman looks at second, fires, and a swing and a miss, and it's a foul ball. That pitch was up and in. I think just getting a piece on the swing was Behrens, so we will do it again at 3-2. Hill at second, Halbert at first. There's a swing and a miss, and a huge strikeout for Marcus Bauman, and now two outs in the inning. So here's Chris Bartles, who will try to keep this thing moving for Marysville. It's a 4-1 Marysville lead. Two on and two outs. Bartles struck out his first time up. And the first pitch by Bauman is outside for ball one. So again, after a ground out to start the inning, a hit batter, two consecutive walks, an RBI single, and a strikeout. There's a swing and a miss on a 1-0 count. And it evens up at one ball and one strike. And Bartles struck out his first time up. He was the final out of the first inning, trying to avoid being the final out of the third inning. Here's Bauman's pitch. Skips in the dirt, now 2-1. Two more runs across for Marysville in the top of the third. It's a 4-1 Marysville lead right after Sabetha had got one back in the bottom of the second to cut the lead in half. That one is hit towards center field. Ulrich running in on it. He can't get there in time. Ulrich with a rifle shot into home plate, but it's a little bit late. As Hunter Hill scores from second base, it's an RBI single by Bartles. Now 5-1 Marysville here in the third. Halbert stopped at second. Bartles at first, and here's another meeting on the mound. as we're going to have a new pitcher as Marcus Baumann is done here in the third. So we'll see what defensive alignments we have here. So it looks to be Aiden Lang who's going to be the new pitcher. Looks like they're bringing in Renier from left. So we do have a pitching change. We'll step aside, gather all the defensive alignments, and be back in a moment with Marysville leading 5-1.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So Aiden Lang is the new pitcher here for Sabetha. Marysville has knocked out Marcus Baumann, who moves what appears to be now will play in the outfield, as they will move Ulrich to left field. Baumann will play center. Funk stays in right. So for Baumann, 2 2/3, 4 hits, 5 runs, 3 of which were earned. He had 5 strikeouts, and he hit a couple of batters. So Aiden Lang, the new pitcher, with 2 on and 2 outs here for Marysville, trying to get just 1 out here to shut the door on this 3-run inning for Marysville. Lang's first pitch to Leduc is upstairs for 1. Leduc flew out to right field his first time up, and he fouls one away here off the inside part of his left foot for 1. Now 1-1. So again, a tough third inning for Marcus Baumann. He hit a batter, he walked 2 more, gave up 2 RBI singles. It is Halbert at second, Bartles at first. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone, and Aiden Lang now with the advantage at 1-2. Lang out of the stretch. The pitcher-friendly count at 1-2, and this one is hit well. Right center field, and that is trouble. It drops in the gap and all the way to the fence. 1 run is in for sure. Leduc trotting around second. He's going to try for 3. Both runs are in. The throw not in time. It's a 2 RBI triple to right center field for Peyton Leduc. And Marysville, they have opened the door here now with a 7-1 lead. So how about the at-bat for Peyton Leduc? He drives in both runs, and now Tristan Schaefer steps in, who struck out his first time up. And the ball is high by Lang, gets to the backstop, throw not in time, and Leduc scores from third. And it's now 8-1 Marysville here in the third. So now Schaefer batting with nobody on, and a 1-0 count. 6 have scored here in the inning for Marysville. Next one missing. It's out 2-0. Here's the 2-0. Fouled straight back by Schaefer. And it's 2-1. Marysville, they have blown it open here in the third. 6 have scored. 8-1 is their lead. Two outs, nobody on. Lang trying to get one more out. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball in the outside corner, and it's 2-2. Lang's pitch, check swing, gets away. It's strike three, but gets towards the backstop. Tough play by Kroll, the catcher. Long throw, and it drops out of the glove of McAfee. So the inning will continue as Schaefer reaches the rare strikeout that gets away. So Schaefer is on despite striking out. And the inning continues now with Gavin Elder as Marysville now has batted around here in the third. There's a pickoff play and just getting back in time is Schaefer. 8 runs on 5 hits so far for Marysville. Elder batting from the right side. Tabbitt open on his stance. Lang's pitch is upstairs. Here's a steal attempt by Schaefer. Throw is not in time. Schmelzley reacted like he thought it was an out. It was a very close play. Good throw by Kroll. But the umpire says safe. And he's now into scoring position with 2 outs. 1-0 count here to Elder, who struck out his first time up. And he swings and misses on a pitch that was a little bit low and outside. And it's now 1-1. There's another swing and a miss, this time running in on the inside part of the plate, and it's 1-2. So Lang just trying to get one out here to close the door on what's been a monster inning for Marysville. 6 have scored. They lead it 8-1. 1-2 is upstairs, 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Foul ball out of play behind us here. Car could be in trouble in the parking lot. 2-2 still. So again, Marysville batting around here in the third. They have a runner at second and 2 down with an 8-1 lead here at Sabetha. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball, chopper, playable, Whitwer. And it was a tough snag and a low throw and not in time. That was a tough play for Whitwer on the high chopper. And everyone is safe, and they will give Whitwer an error. So now 5 in the game for the Sabetha defense. And Kirkland now, the top of the order, who led things off by grounding out. And they're going to bring out... That's Hunter Hill once again to courtesy run, this time for Elder the pitcher. So the second time this inning, Hunter Hill has come out of the dugout to courtesy run. He did so for Nate Fisher earlier in the inning. Now he's back out there running for Elder. Now the second time for Kirkland to bat this inning. And he fouls off the first pitch for strike one. Six have scored here in the third for Marysville. 8-1 is their lead and still looking for more. They have them on the corners. With 2 outs, there's a pitch that finds the strike zone. Lang now in front at 0-2. Kirkland is 0-2, reached on an error, scored in the first, also grounded out to third to start this inning. Now he pops one up here, playable right side. Funk the right fielder coming in on it, diving and can't make the play. Another run scores. 9-1 Marysville. So they're going to give Funk an error there. As Schaefer scores from third. And runners at the corner still with 2 outs. And here's Tragen Graf, who was hit by a pitch in this inning, came around to score the first of the seven runs that have been plated. Shows bump, pulls it back, it's a strike. No throw as Kirkland steals second base, so now second and third with two outs. 9-1 Marysville. They've scored seven here in the third. Graf is 1-for-1. He was hit by a pitch, and he is also singled. Lang's next pitch is outside. And it's one ball and one strike. That one is roped down the left field line, but just foul. Just out in front of it was Graf, and it's now one ball and two strikes. Kirkland at second, or correction, you got, yeah, that's right. Kirkland at second, Elders at third, with two outs. Here's the 1-2. That's hit into left field, and it's over the head of Whitwer for a base hit. One run is in. Another is in. Here's a throw to second, not in time. Two more runs have scored here for Marysville. It's now 11-1 as Graf drives in two. It's a two RBI single. It advances to second on the throw home. As this has turned into a monster inning for Marysville. Nine have scored, 11-1. Lang's first pitch to Dominic Fisher is swung on and missed for strike one. Dominic had a sacrifice fly, drove in a run in the first, walked and scored his first time up this inning. And now he's down in the count 0-2, swinging over the top on that second pitch. So Lang again, a chance to get the final outs. And here's a pop-up right side. And it's the shortstop and Schmelzley going out, or correction, the second baseman Schmelzley going out to make the play. But the damage more than certainly has been done. Nine runs scored in the inning for Marysville. They lead here at Sabetha 11-1. We head to the bottom of the third next here on KNZA.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
How about some fresh sushi? Here at Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day and many items are just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people.
KNZA.
Well, Gavin Elder has a little bit of breathing room here as Marysville, boy, what a top of the third for them. Nine runs came across the plate. Five hits. The Sabetha defense tallied three more errors. They left one. As 13 came to the plate for Marysville in that top of the third inning. And now for Sabetha, it'll be Harper Schmelzley to lead things off, followed by Josh Herman and Marcus Bauman. Oh, Sabetha trying to get something going, trailing here by 10. And the first pitch by Elder is outside for ball one. Elder's next pitch, about the same spot, now 2-0. 11 runs, 7 hits, an error for Marysville, 1-1-5 for Sabetha. Schmelzley takes one inside, it's now 3-0. And Here is the 3-0 by Elder, and it's a four-pitch walk as Schmelzley is on to open up the bottom of the third. Back to the top of the order, Josh Herman, who popped out to second his first time up. He is 0-1. He's got Schmelzley at first with nobody out. And the first pitch nips the inside corner for strike number one. Now, Sabeth has a lot of work to do. They're down 11-1 here in the bottom of the third. And a throw over to first, and Schmelzley's back in time. As everything has stayed the same so far, defensive assignment-wise for Marysville. Next pitch just a bit inside. Now one ball and one strike to Herman. Herman's the extra hitter in this ball game. And here is a chance for a double play. Ground ball to short, second for one, on to first in time. Routine. Six unassisted as Kirkland did the job himself. Took the ground ball just right of the bag. His direction, stepped on second, and a throw to first for now what is two outs. Now Marcus Bauman. So after a leadoff walk, a 6-3 double play, and Bauman, who flew out to center field his first time up, takes upstairs for ball one. Here's the 1-0 by Elder. This one's hit towards right center field. Running back is LeDuc. Still running, lost it, and it's over his head. Up against the warning track and sprinting around is Bauman. He wants three. He will have three. And it's a two-out triple by Marcus Bauman. Now Tristan Whitwer. See if Sabetha can get Bauman home from third. They have a lot of work to do. Down 10 here in the bottom of the third, 11-1, the Marysville lead. Now Whitwer steps in, reached on an error his first time up, swings at the first pitch and fouls it away for strike one. So Schmelzley led off the inning with a walk. Herman grounded out into a double play. Bauman after that tripled, and he is at third with Whitwer down in the count 0-1. Elder's pitch, missing upstairs. Now one ball and one strike. Marysville scored 9 runs in the third, sent 13 to the plate. Here's a hot shot and a diving stop by Kirkland. It bounces away towards center field. The run is in, and it's an RBI hit by Tristan Whitwer. So Sabetha able to get one here, keep the inning alive. It's now 11-2. An RBI single by Whitwer, and now Christian McAfee, who grounded out his first time up. Ground ball right side, and that's into right field for a base hit. Whitwer charging around second. He'll head to third. Not in time, and then McAfee able to move up to second on the throw to third. So the inning continues now with runners at second and third and two outs. So now Darren Funk, an opportunity, two in scoring position with two outs. Marysville 11, Sabetha 2. So you want, need these runs. Raptors certainly need them now. Down by 9 as the first pitch from Elder is outside for ball one. Now two balls and no strikes here to Funk. Popped out to short his first time up. Now he ropes one into right center field, and that's going to find the gap. Two runs have scored. Long turn at first by Funk, but a huge two-out hit. And Sabetha here chipping away, now down 11-4. That brings up Will Ulrich. Three straight singles by Sabetha. Three runs have scored here in the inning. Bauman had a triple, beg your pardon, then three straight singles by Whitwer, McAfee, and Funk. Funk driving in two. Whitwer drove in one. Count 0-1 here on Ulrich, who walked and scored his first time up. Pitches outside. Here's a steal attempt and the throw just a little bit outside. And Funk steals second base. Count evens up here on Ulrich at 1-1. With Jonathan Reniard due up next. 11-4 Marysville. It's Sabetha clawing back a little bit. They have scratched across three in this bottom of the third. And the count's is two balls and one strike. Outside. Now 3-1. Funk at second base with two outs, a 3-1 count here on Ulrich. And it's outside for ball four. So Sabetha finding a little bit of a rhythm here in the bottom of the third. Our correction now batting is Aiden Lang. And he takes outside for ball one. Four, the Marysville lead here in the bottom of the third. Sabetha trying to get a few more across, trying to keep this inning alive as Lang takes one in there for strike one. Now one ball and one strike. Three have scored. It was 11-1 heading into this inning, half inning I should say. And that one's hit towards center field and it finds the gap for a hit. And it gets away from the center fielder, but they're going to stop everybody. As Funk now at third, Ulrich at second, and Lang comes through with another hit. Well, now things get a little interesting here with Noah Kroll with the bases loaded and two outs. 3 have scored for Sabetha in the inning, but they still trail 11-4. And the first pitch runs inside and hits Kroll, and a run is in. Now Chase Fry, and here comes a meeting on the mound as we may have a pitching change here as Sabetha fighting back what was 11-1 coming into this half inning. They have scored four. It's now 11-5. They have the bases loaded still with two outs. And Chase Fry is due up next, who struck out his first time up. Looks like there's going to be a courtesy runner for Sabetha. It will be Jonathan Reniard running for Kroll. So here's a big opportunity for Chase Fry. His team down six. Bases loaded, two outs here in the bottom of the third. First pitch popped up. Left side. Difficult play. The shortstop makes the catch. Kirkland is out to short left field to make the catch and retire the side. But Sabetha chips away. They get four in the inning, but now trail 11-5. We head to the fourth, and we're back in a moment.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
KNZA.
Well, both teams here combined for 13 runs in the third inning. Marysville, 9 of them. Sabetha came back with 4. Marysville lead 11-5 as we hit the fourth inning of play. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brandon Tabman with you. Colin Feldkamp and Logan Carpenter in studio, keeping us dialed up here tonight. As Aiden Lang is back to work on the bump for Sabetha, trying to keep Marysville at bay. Again, 9 runs for Marysville last half inning. They sent 13 to the plate. And now it'll be Fisher, Halberts, and Behrens due up for Marysville, facing Aiden Lang, as their lead is 11-5. 11 runs, 7 hits for Marysville. 5 runs, 6 hits now for Sabetha. Sabetha got 4 on 5 hits in that bottom half of the third. Here we go. Nate Fisher steps in the lefty against the righty Lang and takes one inside for ball one. Lang replaced Bauman that last half inning. There's a swing and a miss by Fisher. Now 1 ball and 1 strike. Here's the 1-1. Hit outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Marysville by 6. 11-5 here in the top of the fourth inning. Just getting going with nobody on and nobody out. Now 3 balls and 1 strike. That next pitch by Lang is a little bit high and outside. Fisher struck out his first time up, and then he walked and scored in the 9-run third. And takes one in the dirt, ball 4. And he leads off the inning with a walk. So second consecutive time that he has walked, and Hunter Hill comes back out to be the courtesy runner for Fisher. So here's Connor Halberts, hit by a pitch his first time up, and then he singled in a run and scored last inning. Runner at first. Hill's going to take off. Pitch is outside. The throw is outside. And Hill is there safely with a stolen base. So now he's at second with nobody out. And Halbert's ahead in the count, 1-0. Lang looks at second. Fires in a pitch that's going to catch the outside corner. Now 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a high chopper. Third base side. Whitwer has it. Holds the runner. A low throw. It's going to get away from McAfee. And skips behind the dugouts. Here's a play at the plate. Throw is off target. And a run is in. It is another error by the Sabetha defense, this time by Whitwer at third base. as Hill, the courtesy runner, is able to score. So a big run added back. Now 12-5. Halbert's at second. First pitch by Behrens is fouled away. He's 1-for-2 with a single. So after Sabetha came back with four in the bottom of the third, Marysville has added at least one here in the fourth. Next pitch is in there for a strike. And the count on Behrens here is 0-2. Just gets a piece to foul it back into the screen, and it's one ball, or correction, still 0-2. A lot of runs scored tonight, 12-5 here in the top of the fourth. Marysville has added another. High chopper. Difficult play for Fry at short, and gets the throw in time. Nicely done by Fry for the first out. And Halbert's able to get to third base. Here's Chris Bartles. Struck out in the first. Singled in a run and scored in the 9-run third. Another RBI chance here with a runner at third. He'll take a fastball for strike one. Laying a long look, fires, and it's swung on and fouled straight back, and it's now 0-2. Pitch ran inside on Bartles and kind of a half-hearted check swing and caught the middle part of the bat and fouled it away. So 0-2 with a runner at third and one down. Can Lang keep him there? Another foul ball behind us. And we'll do it again at 0-2. With Peyton LeDuc on deck for Marysville. Albert at third, one out, the pitch, and just missing outside, one ball and two strikes here to Bartles. Lang works quickly, fires in the dirt, gets stopped there by Kroll, and the count evens up here at two balls and at two strikes. So for Marysville, they scored two in the first, nine in the third. They have added one here in the fourth. They got a runner at third with just one out. Next pitch, catching the outside corner and a big strikeout for Aiden Lang. And now two outs in the inning for Peyton LeDuc. Peyton LeDuc had a big two RBI triple. In that 9-run third, he takes a fastball that runs inside for ball one. He is also flown out to right field. So he has Halbert at third, two down, one across, 12-5, the Marysville lead. Next pitch is outside, and it's 2-0. So Lang, a long look out of the stretch, and a swing and a miss, a pitch that was up. Advantage still LeDuc at 2-1. Here's the next pitch by Lang. That one is low and inside, and now three balls and one strike with Tristan Schaefer due up next. With Halbert at third and two down. Here's the pitch, and fouled away, and the count moves full at 3-2. So a big pitch coming up here for Lang, just trying to keep the damage to one here in the inning. Sabetha trailing Marysville, 12-5. Full count, two outs, one on, and the pitch is outside for ball four, and the inning continues. And Tristan Schaefer, he's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, But in the third, he struck out what would have been the final out, but the ball got away from the catcher, Kroll, and he was able to take first. And four more came up to the plate after that, and three more runs scored. Certainly a big part in this game. There's a throw to first by Lang, and LeDuc is back in time. So runners at the corners, two down, with the left fielder, Schaefer. Next pitch is outside, and LeDuc's going to take second base without a throw. So now second and third and two down. So again, Marysville trying to get some of the runs back that Sabetha got the last half inning. This one is hit to the right side. Nice hop there for Schmelzley at second. Good throw to McAfee in time, so the two are stranded. But Marysville, they get one back at the end of three and a half. 12-5 Marysville here in Sabetha on KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Marysville leads Sabetha 12-5 here as we hit the bottom of the fourth inning. Legion Baseball broadcast here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Schmelzley, Herman, and Bauman do up for Sabetha. They're in the bottom of the fourth against Gavin Elder. A 12-5 Marysville lead. Schmelzley walked his first at bat. Takes one in there for strike number one. Here's Elder's 0-1. Also in there, and the count's 0-2. Schmelzley a little bit of a hesitation there. Might have thought that one was a little bit outside, but has to protect now, down 0-2. Here's the pitch. Now when it hits the plate, skips to the netting, and one ball and two strikes. So nothing has changed defensively for Marysville. Still Elder on the bump. And he takes one a little bit high, does Schmelzley, and the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. So Sabetha got one in the second, four in the third. This one is hit towards right field, down the line. LeDuc running after it, and it's foul. Skips up over the fence and out of play. So the count stays at 2-2. See if Sabetha can respond and get something going here in the fourth. Here's the 2-2. And it's upstairs, now 3-2. So here is the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball, left side. Nice hop there for Kirkland. Has some time, a long throw, and it's high and sails into the dugout. And kicks back into play. Not sure if he would have beat Schmelzley's speed. Would have been a close play, even if it was a good throw. But they give it an error to Kirkland, and Schmelzley's on to lead off the bottom of the fourth. So to the top of the order, Josh Herman. He's 0-for-2. Popped out to second in the first. Grounded into a double play in the third. He's got Schmelzley at first with nobody out. And Elder back to the stretch. First pitch is high for ball one. Here's the 1-0, and it hits Herman on the left shoulder. So he's on for the first time tonight. Schmelzley goes to second, and two on, and nobody out. So here's Marcus Baumann, flew out to center, he also tripled and scored in the four-run third. He's got two on and nobody out. Here in the bottom of the fourth, his team trails by 7. It's 12-5. First pitch in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Schmelzley reached on an error. Herman was hit by a pitch. They're at second and first, respectively. And that one rides in and beams Baumann in the back. So back-to-back hit batters, and now the bases are loaded with nobody out. So a tough start to this inning for Marysville. An error and then back-to-back hit batters, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Sabetha, though, a long way to go, down 7 at 12-5. But a big opportunity here for Tristan Whitwer, who's 1-for-2. A single, an RBI, and a run scored. Elder out of the stretch. The pitch popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Dominic Fisher, the second baseman under it, makes the catch in a huge first out here in the frame. Christian McAfee steps in. Now his turn here with the bases loaded. Now one out. He has singled, scored, and grounded out. He is 1-for-2. And he hits this one towards center field. Barron's the center fielder running on, makes the catch, and no advance or no chance for a tag at third, and now quickly two outs after the bases got loaded with nobody out. So now it's up to Darren Funk, who has singled, scored, and is driven in two. He is 1-for-2. Bases loaded, two outs. First pitch, outside corner, catching it is Elder for strike one. So after an error, a hit batter and a hit batter, a pop-up and a line out, now Marysville has a chance to get out of the inning with no harm done. Next pitch is outside, one ball and one strike here to Darren Funk, the right fielder. 12-5, the Marysville lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Sabetha trying to get some back. Next pitch outside, it's two balls and one strike. It is Schmelzley at third, Herman at second, Baumann at first. This one is fouled back. And the count evens up here at two balls and two strikes. What a inning this would be for Elder if he's able to get out of it with no harm done after he loaded the bases with nobody out. Here's the 2-2. Little chopper between the catcher and the first baseman. Play to first in time, and the inning is over. So a nice play by Nate Fisher, the catcher. Sabetha loaded him up with nobody out, and they are unable to score. So we head to the fifth, 12-5 Marysville here on KNZA.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
Flatbed Drivers, CAMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
It's never easy or convenient.
convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
KNZA.
Now, Sabetha had a chance to get a few runs back, potentially, that last half inning. They loaded him up with nobody out. But a pop-out, a line-out, and a ground-out got Marysville out of that jam with no harm done, and we've hit the top of the fifth inning with Marysville leading here at Sabetha 12-5. I want to thank our great sponsors here, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca online at sailorinsurance.com. So again, 12-5, the Marysville lead. Aiden Lang back on the bump for Sabetha. He will face Gavin Elder here to start the top of the fifth inning. Lang's first pitch, swung on and missed for strike one. Elder is 0-2 with a run scored. He struck out his first time up, reached on an error, and scored in the 9-run third inning. Here's Lang's 0-1. It's outside. Now one ball and one strike. Elder has pitched the whole way so far for Marysville. Takes a fastball outside. Two balls and one strike. Here's the windup and the 2-1. And it runs inside, a fastball. And now three balls and one strike here on Elder with the top of the order due up next with Kirkland. Here's the 3-1 by Lang, all the way watching, and it's in there for strike two. And the count is full at 3-2. Elder is a very patient hitter. Two of his three at-bats, he has worked the count full. Here's the 3-2, and it's outside for ball four. So a leadoff walk. Here's Ben Kirkland, back to the top of the order. Reached on an error, scored in the first. Grounded out in the third. Batted twice in the third, also had a single in RBI. And a run scored. He is 1-3. So Lang quickly again back to the stretch, and he'll toss over to first as Elder is back in time safely. Lang a righty, Kirkland a righty. First pitch in there for a strike. Here's a steal attempt by Elder. The throw is not in time. And Elder in scoring position with nobody out. Count here 0-1 to Ben Kirkland. He's got a runner at second, nobody out. 12-5, the Marysville lead here in the top of the fifth. Shows bunt, pulls back, and it's outside. Now one ball and one strike. So a chance here for Marysville once again to kind of build on this lead. They're up 7, and that one is hit very hard into center field for a hit, and they're going to hold the runner at third in Elder, and now runners at the corners with nobody out. So the second hits of the night for Kirkland. And here's Tragen Graff, the extra hitter tonight, who has been on base 3 times. He walked and scored in the first. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the third. And then his second at-bat in the third, he drove in 2 with a single. So he is 2-2, and a good game so far for Graff. Now he's got runners at the corners with nobody out. Lang with a quick toss over to first, getting Kirkland back safely. Think he might run. And there he goes. pitches outside, and the throw is going to skip away into shallow right center field, and that's going to get the runner home from third as Elder scores. It's now 13-5. And Kirkland with another stolen base, his second of the ball game. Now 7 errors in the game by the Sabetha defense. 13-5 now, Marysville by 8 here in the 5th. That pitch is high and inside, and Graff is able to get back in time. It's 2-0. With Dominic Fisher due up next. That next pitch is low by Lang, and now 3-0. So again, Marysville, they scored 2 in the first, 9 in the third, 1 in the fourth, and 1 more here in the 5th. And still nobody outs, and the 3-0 pitch is in there for strike 1 to Graff. Graff kind of thought it was a little bit high, kind of took a step towards first, thinking it was ball 4, but the umpire said strike 1. So now 3-1, Lang out of the stretch. It's been a tough go for Sabetha here tonight defensively. There's a ground ball left side. Fry, nice hop, has some time. A throw to first in time. Beautifully done there by Chase Fry to record the out. Kirkland gets to third, and that'll bring up Dominic Fisher. So a big first out, and now an RBI chance here for Dominic Fisher. It was popped out to second, walked and scored. He also hit a sac fly. That tallied a run in the first. And he takes the first pitch strike on the inside corner. He's got Kirkland at third with one out. Here's the pitch, ground ball left side, Whitwer, but it's going to be foul. Just left of the line. And the count is 0-2. So Fisher needs to protect. Down in the count, 0-2. One out. Runner at third. Outside. Now one ball and two strikes. Lang out of the stretch. He's been there the majority of his outing. There's a good pitch off speed. Swung on and missed for a big strike 3. And now two outs. That'll bring up Nate Fisher, who will try to get Kirkland home from third. Fisher has walked twice. He has scored twice. He has also struck out. Steps in there against Lang. Pitches in there for a strike. Kirkland at third, two outs, a run in for Marysville. Next pitch is inside, one ball and one strike. Here's the next pitch that rides a little bit inside. Or correction, a pitch behind. It's evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2, Lang trying to get out of it, and it's fouled behind us. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Two outs, a runner at third. One across here for Marysville in the 5th. Their lead here against Sabetha is now 13-5. The damaging blow was 9. That scored in the 3rd. They sent 13 to the plate in that inning. That's really the difference in this game so far. And the next pitch is outside, and it's now full at 3-2 with Connor Halbert due up next. Kirkland at third. Here is the 3-2 from Lang. And it's in there looking strike 3 call. And the runner is stranded at third. But Marysville, they do add another. We head to the bottom of the 5th. Marysville, a 13-5 lead here at Sabetha.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes.
but a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing. 785-459-2500.
FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also brought to you by Kirkwood & Company Restaurants and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles, have you seen today? Well, appreciate Colin Feldkamp, Logan Carpenter in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. It's been a whirlwind of a ball game here. 13-5, the Marysville lead here at Sabetha. As Elder back to work on the bump for Marysville. Sabetha, a lot of work to do. They scored one in the second and four in the third. Marysville scored two in the first, nine in the third, one in the fourth, and one in the fifth. It will be Will Ulrich to lead things off here for Sabetha, followed by Aiden Lang and then Noah Kroll. So here we go. As Elder again back to work. Marysville with an 8-run lead here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch by Elder outside to Ulrich for ball number one. Ulrich has walked twice. He has scored once. Very patient hitter. Now he swings and grounds one foul, first base side. Now one ball and one strike. Ulrich, the lefty, facing Elder, the right-hander. Backing up in the box, tabbed it open on his stance. Here's the 1-1. Another foul ball down the first base side. And the count 1-2 in favor of Elder. 13 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Marysville. 5 runs, 5 hits. But the big number, 7 errors for Sabetha. Another pitch that's off the mark upstairs. Evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So, and the two keys in this game, the 9-run third for Marysville and the 7 errors by the Sabetha defense. Next pitch is outside, and it's now full at 3-2. So Ulrich has walked twice. He has worked a full count here. Can he walk a third time? And he does. Takes one outside. So now Aiden Lang steps in, who has singled in his lone at bats. He took the spot of Renier in the order after he relieved Bauman on the mound. So Lang 1-for-1, swing and a miss at the first pitch. It's 0-1. And Sabetha, still a lot of work to be done, down 13-5. Next pitch is high and inside, now 1-1. Sabetha trying to snap a little bit of a skid. They've lost 3 straight. Throw back to first base, and Ulrich back in time. Still 1-1. Elder trying to keep him honest. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball. Right side, could be 2. Fisher to second, 1 on to first. And they're going to say safe. So the speed of Lang beats out the throw, but a near double play, and they get the lead runner for out number one. So Noah Kroll, he has struck out. He was also hit by a pitch earlier in the game as well. So now it's Lang at first, one out. And Elder throws back over there, and he's back safely. So the Royals kind of stepping aside. The Royals got a win today in San Francisco as this pitch is low and outside, gets to the backstop, and that's going to allow Lang to get to second base. So the counts, 1-0 here on Kroll. As you heard on KMZA earlier today, again mentioning the Royals beating the Giants 3-2 in an afternoon tilt. So they avoid being swept, as here's a little jam shot, shortstop side. Kirkland with the easy play makes the catch for the out. And now two outs for Chase Fry. So two outs, the runner at second. Chase Fry steps in. He's 0-2. And missing just a bit outside for ball one. It is Lang at second base who reached on a fielder's choice. And here's a slap shot into shallow right center field, and it falls in for a hit. And here's a throw home, not in time. And a chance at two, not in time as well. And an RBI for Chase Fry makes it 13-6 here in the bottom of the fifth. So Harper Schmelzley now will step in. He reached on an error in his last at-bat. He also has walked, so two at-bats, and he has reached base twice. And he's got Fry at second. And the first pitch finds the strike zone, and it's 0-1. So one more run for Sabetha across, but still trailing 13-6. Here's a ground ball left side on a nice hop. Bartles has it, will take his time, low throw, but it's a dart, and it gets there in time to retire Schmelzley, and that's the frame. So Sabetha gets one more, but still Marysville in control. 13-6 our score. We head to the sixth right after this.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
How about some fresh sushi? Here at Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day, and many items are just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now, Sabetha has put up a new pitcher. That is Jonathan Rinier here as we start the sixth inning of play. Marysville with a 13-6 lead here on the road. First of two between these two tonight. Again, a warm start. It was 86 at first pitch. Some shadows have creeped onto the field a little bit. Still a warm evening. So again, Jonathan Rinier, the third pitcher tonight for Sabetha. He will face the middle part of the order with Halbert, Behrens, and Bartles. Nine runs in the third, scored by Marysville. Big difference in this game so far. So Rinier will again go with Halbert, Behrens, and Bartles this inning. Halbert has hit three times. He has reached base three times. He was hit by a pitch. He reached on an error, then had an RBI single in that nine-run third. Now he ropes this one to left center field, and that's going to be a leadoff hit. Cut off by the left fielder, Ulrich, and one pitch and a sharp single. Now Halbert has reached four times. Now Thomas Behrens. And they're going to have another courtesy runner come in. This will looks to be Colton Shoddy, who is the new courtesy runner here for Connor Halbert. First pitch by Renier in there for strike one to Behrens. Behrens 1-for-3, a single, a strikeout, and a ground out. That single came back in the first inning. Decent lead by Shoddy at first, doesn't run, and a line drive, foul ball out of play. And the count's in the favor of Renier at 0-2. Thirteen runs, nine hits for Marysville. 0-2 pitches in the dirt, ball one. Six runs, six hits for Sabetha. In the errors, also a big story. Sabetha's defense, seven errors in this ballgame. Marysville has two. Next pitch outside, and from 0-2 to 2-2. With courtesy runner Shoddy at first, with nobody out. Here's the 2-2. It runs inside, gets away by Kroll into the backstop, and Shoddy takes second base. So now a runner at second. And nobody out. And now the count is full at 3-2. Renier looks back at second. Here's the pitch, and it's low for ball four. So the first two have reached here in the sixth. And it's Chris Bartles who will step in. 1-for-3. He has struck out twice, but he also has an RBI single and a run scored. So Renier now in a little bit of a pickle here in the sixth with two on and nobody out. And the first pitch to Bartles missing for ball one. So Renier again, the third pitcher tonight for Sabetha. This one is hit towards right field, but it's going to be foul, out of play. And it's one ball and one strike. Marcus Baumann started the game. He went 2 2/3, seven runs, five earned. He had five strikeouts. And he was replaced by Lang, who was replaced by Renier here to start this inning. Next pitch is low. And now two balls and one strike. Renier looks back at second. Double take as Shoddy is there. Now steps off the rubber and hesitates a throw, and Shoddy is back in safely. So again, Shoddy's the courtesy runner for Connor Halbert, who led the inning off with a single, and then Behrens walked. He's at first. And a fastball by Renier missing a little bit outside. And it's now 3-1. Here's the 3-1, and it is in there for a strike. Bartles took off for first. Thought it was low, but back in the box, and now has to look at least one more pitch. It's now full at 3-2. Shoddy at second, the courtesy runner. Behrens at first. Nobody out here in the sixth. And it's ball four. So now the bases are loaded for Marysville with nobody out. A single, a walk, and a walk. And now Peyton LeDuc, who's been solid tonight. He had a big 2-RBI triple in the 9-run third inning. He has also walked, and he takes one in there for strike one, and now he has the bases loaded with nobody out. 13-6 is the Marysville lead. Now a fastball that runs inside, missing, off the plate, one ball and one strike. Here's Renier's pitch and fouled straight back. It's now 1-2. So again, Marysville, great opportunity here to add to their lead. Currently 13-6 here in the top of the sixth. Bases loaded with nobody out. So 1-2 count here to LeDuc. Here's Renier's pitch, and it's fouled out of play. Cars beware. And it stays 1-2. Shoddy, the courtesy runner at third after Halbert led off the inning with a single and then back-to-back walks to Behrens and Bartles. Next pitch in the dirt, skips away from Kroll. It's now evened up at 2-2. Here's the 2-2. And swung on and missed, and Renier gets a big strikeout as LeDuc is retired, and now it brings up Tristan Schaefer. Schaefer's 0-for-3. He has struck out twice. He has also grounded out. But his strikeout in the third, ball got away, and he was able to take first. And then after that, three more runs scored. And four more came to the plate in that 9-run inning. He takes one in there for strike one. And the next one is in there as well. It is quickly 0-2 on Schaefer. The base is loaded and one out here in the top of the sixth. Marysville with a 13-6 lead here at Sabetha. Renier trying to get out of a jam here. Here's the 0-2 that's fouled straight back. And we'll do it again, 0-2. We saw Sabetha in the fourth load the bases with nobody out. And then Elder was able to get a pop out, a line out, and a ground out to avoid any damage. Another foul ball out of play. Renier certainly hoping to do the same after loading him up via a single and then back-to-back walks. He got a strikeout for the first out. He's ahead in the count here to Schaefer, 0-2, but now that one outside. Now 1-2. With Elder, the pitcher due up next. Ground ball double play would be absolutely ideal for Renier. Here's the 1-2. This one's hit towards right field. Should be deep enough to score a run, but it's going to fall in for a hit. Funk couldn't get there in time. Everyone advances one. It's an RBI single for Schaefer. It's now 14-6, and the bases still are loaded with one out. So the first RBI in this game for Schaefer. He drives in Shoddy, the courtesy runner. And now it's Gavin Elder, who has reached base twice and has scored twice. He reached on an error in the third and then walked in the fifth. And takes one a little bit inside, but it's called strike number one. 14-6 Marysville. They have scored in every inning except the second. Another foul ball out of play. Again, cars beware. It's 0-2. So Renier in front, 0-2, needs a big strikeout here. And there it is, a swing and a miss. So a three-pitch strikeout, now two outs for Ben Kirkland, the top of the order. So Kirkland with the bases loaded, two outs. Kirkland, this will be his fifth at-bat. He has reached on an error. He has grounded out. He has singled and singled. So 2-for-4, he has driven in one. He has scored twice. And he ropes this one into right center field and just past the diving Schmelzley. One run is in. Two runs will score. It is a 2-RBI double for Ben Kirkland. It's now 16-6. And now Tragen Graff. Schaefer goes first to third. Kirkland at second after driving in his second and third runs tonight. 16-6 Marysville. Graff has two singles. He was hit by a pitch. He has driven in two and scored twice. Here's a pop-up that's going to tail out of play, first base side. And the count to Graff is one ball and one strike. So again, the bats for Marysville tonight have been on point, but at the same time, Sabetha's defense has not helped the cause with seven errors in the ballgame. It's going to be a wild stat line once we read it at the end of this ballgame. Next pitch by Renier tails a little bit outside. It's now two balls and one strike. Of course, once this one is done, they'll play a second five-inning affair. Cap off the doubleheader this evening. Here's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Renier. And we're even Stevens at two balls and two strikes. RBI hits by Tristan Schaefer and Ben Kirkland this inning for Marysville. Next pitch in the dirt, and the count is full at 3-2. Schaefer with an RBI single. Kirkland drove in two with a double. He's at second. Also, Schaefer at third. A full count here to Graff. Two outs here in the inning. And it runs inside, ball four, and the inning continues. And the bases are loaded once again. It's time for Dominic Fisher. Dominic had a sac fly in the first. He has walked and scored. He has also struck out and popped out. Bases loaded, two outs. First pitch by Renier in there for a strike. This is the ninth batter to come up in the inning for Marysville. Ground ball, playable, should be the ender as Schmelzley will go ahead and tag the runner going to second. And that was Graff, and that will, in fact, end the inning. But three more across for Marysville. The lead is 10, 16-6. To the bottom of the six we go here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
KNZA.
And a new pitcher here for Marysville. It's going to be Bo Urban, who will try to close the door here. As Sabetha will need three in the bottom of the sixth here to keep this game moving. 16-6, the Marysville lead. They tacked on three more in the sixth. On three hits, they left the bases loaded, but big RBI hits from Tristan Schaefer and Ben Kirkland in that inning. So just the second pitcher, Elder. Five innings for Marysville, and Urban once again will try to close the door here in the sixth, as Sabetha will need three to continue. So at the top of the order, it's Josh Herman to lead things off. Marcus Baumann, Tristan Whitwer due up in this frame. So again, facing Urban for the first time. As Herman was hit by a pitch his last at bat, he's also popped out and grounded into a double play, and he takes one in there for strike one. He Here's the windup in the pitch. And slap towards the first base dugout. And it's going to be, did he make the catch over there? Couldn't see behind the dugout. And the catch was made by Halbert. An incredible play by the first baseman. As Halbert disappeared behind the dugout and came away with the catch. And quickly one out. So now Marcus Baumann steps in. He tripled and scored in the third. He's also been hit by a pitch and has flown out to center field. 16-5 Marysville. Trying to close the door here on game one. Urban's first pitch is in there for a strike. Here's the 0-1 outside. And it's one ball and one strike. And coming up, we'll have our post-game recap. We'll take you through this ball game, announce our player of the game as well. If you're in the area, certainly come on out. Still more baseball to be played. And this one is hit well towards left center field. Schaefer on the move, and it's going to one-hop the fence. As Baumann is going to charge again, he's trying to get his second triple of the game, and the throw is not in time. Marcus Baumann, two hits tonight, both have been triples. So now Tristan Whitwer again, Sabetha, they need three in this inning to extend the ball game. It's a 16-6 Marysville lead. Now Baumann with a one-out triple. He's at third for Whitwer. Who has reached via an error. He has also drove in a run with a single and scored and also popped out the second. And the first pitch by Urban upstairs for ball one. So Whitwer, the 1-0 count. He's got Baumann at third. And a nice stop there by the catcher. Fisher kept it from going to the backstop, keeping a run off the board potentially. And count 2-0 here on Whitwer. He also has a stolen base tonight. Here's Urban's pitch. And it's fouled straight back. And now it's 2-1. So two balls and one strike with McAfee due up next. Sabetha's runs in this ball game, one in the second, four in the third, one in the fifth. You've got seven hits and seven errors. Here's Urban's 2-1. Ground ball. This will score a run, but they'll take the out. Play by the shortstop Kirkland in time for the second out. The run scores. It's 16-7. Let's Sabetha down to their final out. So now Christian McAfee is trying to extend the ball game. Two outs, nobody on. 16-7. Marysville by nine. Here in the sixth. Ground ball. This could be it, and it's under the glove of Dominic Fisher and into right field. So misplayed there by Fisher. That'll be the third error for Marysville. Slams his hand on the ground in frustration. What could have been the final out of the game. Instead, the inning continues as now it'll be Darren Funk. So Funk is 1-for-3. He drove in two with a single back in the third. He'll take one high and outside for ball one. Here's the 1-0. High fly ball, right side, foul territory, and three red jerseys converging on it, but could not get there in time. And the count is one ball and one strike. In Funk tonight, he popped out the shorts. First time up in the second, drove in the two with an RBI single in the third and then grounded out to end the fourth with the bases loaded at the time. Runner at first, two down, a 1-1 count. Sabetha needs two more runs to extend it to a seventh inning. And here's a line shot to right field and a base hit. Maxfey stops at second, and Funk has his second hit of the ball game. That'll bring up Will Ulrich. Well, it's been quite a night for Will Ulrich. Three at-bats, three walks. He has also scored once. He's got two on and two outs. First pitch by Urban is slapped foul out of play, left side. And it's 1-0. Or correction, 0-1, I beg your pardon. Ulrich has seen a lot of pitches. Two of his walks have been on 3-2 counts. The other one was on a 3-1 pitch. Here's a ground ball and a nice play by the shortstop, Kirkland. He dives, stops it from going to center field, tags the bag, and that will do it. So it's a 16-7 Marysville win, and we'll break it down and get you our player of the game when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
People make buying decisions for a number of reasons. The important ones often come down to added value and trust. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance takes adding value seriously every day with both current and new customers. Insurance education is just one of these added values, so you can make wise decisions. Contact Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover other added values today. 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the final score in this Legion contest here from Sabetha. Marysville gets the win 16-7. It wraps up in six innings. Appreciate everyone hanging in with us here tonight. Brandon Tadman with you one final time as we'll recap this one momentarily. But Colin Fellkamp, Logan Carpenter back in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. Well, two keys stand out in this game, a key on both sides. Marysville scored 9 runs in the third. They sent 13 to the plate in that inning, and a huge difference. Of course, they won the game by 9, but again, a 9 spot in the third, a big portion in this ball game. And then Sabetha defensively, 7 errors. That certainly did not help the cause, so just an off night for Sabetha defensively, as they had 7 errors in the game, and Marysville's offense with 9 in the third, sending 13 to the plate. So again, the final numbers here in this ball game. They'll play another 5-inning game here in just a little bit, so if you're out in the area, come on by and come to the ballpark and check out some good Legion baseball here tonight. They'll play one more. So again, Marysville, a 16-7 win, 16 runs, 10 hits. They had 3 errors. They left 9 on base. Sabetha, 7 runs, 8 hits, 7 errors, and they left 11 on base. They left the bases loaded twice in the ball game in the third and the fourth. But Marysville, they scored in every inning except the second. They scored 2 in the first, 9 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, 3 more in the sixth. Again, 16 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors, 9 left on base for Marysville. Well, it's now time to announce our McDonald's, Hiawatha, and Seneca player of the game. And it was a big night for the leadoff man for Marysville. Ben Kirkland, the shortstop for Marysville, our player of the game. He had 5 at-bats. He reached base 4 times, 2 singles, a double. He also had 2 runs scored, and he drove in 3. So a big night for Ben Kirkland as he is our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Again, a double, 2 singles. He reached base 4 times, scored twice, and drove in 3. Big part of the 16-7 win for Marysville. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Again, if you're out in the area in Sabetha, they'll play one more ball game. They'll play a five-inning tilt coming up here in just a little bit. So thanks for hanging in with us. We'll have another broadcast next week as Legion Baseball continues across Kansaland Radio. Again, for Logan, for Colin, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for tuning in. The final numbers one more time as Marysville, 16 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. They left 9 on base. And Sabetha, 7 runs, 8 hits, 7 errors. They left 11 on base. Again, for Colin and Logan, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you next week for more Legion Baseball here on KNZA.